It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact, and it's brought to you by AARP. This Labor Day weekend, join the time, join a family reunion as AARP brings out Jill Scott at the Grown Folks Concert. Learn more about AARP at aarp.org/blackcommunity. Late publisher John H. Johnson was the founder of Johnson Publishing Company, which launched Ebony and Jet magazines. John H. Johnson began his empire by using his mother's furniture to secure a $500 loan. Can you imagine? You come home, your son has hocked your furniture for $500. The house is empty. You come home from a hard day at work. And I think she did domestic work.
Yeah.
Well, it was
love for you.
Yeah.
Believing in your child.
Johnny Johnson was born 1918, Arkansas City, Arkansas. The family moved to Chicago and suffered under poverty, but Johnny Johnson excelled as a student. Mm. After college, he worked for a black business owner who inspired his future endeavors. His first venture, the Negro Digest, launched in 1942, which was the black version of the Reader's Digest. Mm. In 1945, Johnny Johnson launched Ebony Magazine, which was the black version of Life magazine. Mm-hmm. The publication was popular, and Johnny Johnson was credited its positive portrayals of black life. In 1951, Jet magazine was founded with the slogan that was around the building, mm-hmm. If it ain't in Jet, it ain't happened yet.
Okay.
That's what they used to say around the building. Yeah. He also owned Fashion Fair Cosmetics, mm-hmm. and was the first African American to make the Forbes 400 list. Wow. John H. Johnson, my mentor.
He was right about that. A lot of black people didn't believe anything they saw in Jet.
And Tom, you know, you read a line and it said, "Work for a black business owner who inspired his future endeavors," and that's you too.
Yeah.
You working for a black owner,
yeah.
a black businessman, inspired your future
he
endeavors.
He sure did. He sure did. You know what the H was for?
Horatio?
No. Nothing.
Oh, it was one of those.
It was one of those.
Harry Truman was like that too. The S didn't stand for anything. I didn't know the H.
He just put it in there and just made
because big time better. He told me that big time white people always had a middle initial.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just added the H. So it's John H. Johnson. H doesn't stand for anything.
Okay.
He wanted to be like big time white people.
Pretty smart, man.
John H. Johnson.
And what does it mean when you have an initial at the beginning of your name? Do big time white people do that?
I think I'll just make it J.